Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 218 of The Psych Files. Michael Britt here, your host. Wanted to talk about getting older. There's an interesting article about some of the benefits. It's always good to hear about some of the benefits of growing older because we live in a very youth-oriented society. And I have a sample size of two older folks with whom I have frequent contact. That would be my mother, who's 93, and her husband, whom she married 13 years ago when she was 80, and he is now 98. And in fact, I interviewed them some episodes back. At that time, as I guess it could be like maybe 5 years ago, that time Roy, and that's his name, was feeling well. He was in pretty good health, you know, for a man of 93, and upbeat, looking back at life and feeling pretty good. I'm reminded of a very good movie called The Indian in the Cupboard, actually a children's film. But near the end, there's a young boy who was talking to an Indian, a little figurine who came to life. And the Indian asks him, so he was basically sending the Indian, not without going into too much detail, sending him back in time to when, you know, the Indians were more prevalent here in the U.S. But before he sends him back, the Indian asks him, how are things back where I'm going, where you're sending, you know, where he's going? And the boy puts it in a pretty good way that I think applies here, and essentially says something like, you and your people are great, but times are not always good. That's the way it is right now with Roy and my mother. Very much a great deal to be proud of. And essentially, you know, if you look at them, you think, wow, that's really pretty amazing how they're doing, considering their age. But times are not always good. Both of them have fallen, and that's the biggest thing for older folks, is falling and breaking something, and it really takes a long time to recover. But what I do notice, so a couple of observations, and that one that ties in with some research that I found nicely summarized on what's called BPS, I think that's British Psychological Society. They've got a great blog called Research Digest, bps-research-digest.blogspot.com. I'll have a link to that from my website, www.thepsychfiles.com. Neat article. The article is called Very Old and Very Cool, Recognizing a Distinct Mental Strength of the Elderly. And so summarizes some cool research. This is something that I've noticed in both my mother and Roy. So a little quote from the article. Quote, a pair of researchers in Switzerland say that there is an attitude common among the very old that is best described as senior coolness. All right. Continuing, based on detailed analysis of in-depth interviews in German with 15 people aged 77 to 101, and also reflected in interviews with a further 60 other older folks. The authors, Harm Peer Zimmerman and Heinrich Greb, describe a commonly held attitude of comprehensive composure, indeed nonchalance and indifference towards old age. And it is a strange thing, and I've seen this in both of my parents. So, you know, you're at a point, I mean, Roy, his sight is not good at all. Everything is blurry. His hearing, no hearing in one ear. The other ear has a hearing aid. And when it's working, you know, when the battery is fresh and all that, he's okay. You know, he can hear. You have to speak a little loudly to him. My mother physically is sort of the opposite. She's quite well physically, despite having broken two ribs in a recent fall. But she does have a good share of dementia, which is, you know, not the same as Alzheimer's disease. Dementia is that normal forgetting, particularly of short-term memory. Well, it's normal. I don't know if I say it's normal. It is typical, although there may be ways to combat it. But, you know, we get older, we talk about having senior moments and that sort of thing. Our memories are just not as good as we get older due to some, you know, neuron degradation. So despite that, despite what they face, I often see a certain humor when they reflect on the things that they can't do anymore. They can make fun of a little bit. It's not like they're sitting around laughing. Well, I don't know. Sometimes there are a few laughs. But, you know, they know that they have various disabilities, and yet sometimes, not always, it would be unfair to say, oh, but they're always happy. No, that's not the case, as I said from that quote. Things are not always great. There's times, as upbeat as Roy tries to be, you know, he knows he's fragile, and you know, he doesn't have much longer to go. And it frustrates him that because he can't see that everything has to be kept in the same place that it was last time, because he could easily fall, and that could very well be the end of it for him. So whereas sometimes we consider his need to have things in their place as some example of, you know, OCD, you know, obsessive compulsive disorder, it's probably more likely stems from his need to have a very consistent environment because he knows how fragile he is. But still, despite that, when they're sitting down and you know, let's say in the middle of the afternoon, you're having a conversation with them, they can sort of smile, nod their heads, and even laugh at. My mother often makes a little joke at her memory problems. And so there is a certain surprising coolness, I'll go with that as a good term, that they can have towards their condition. So continuing the quote here, this runs counter to the narrative of the very old, frequently depicted in the media, which tends to focus either on deterioration, dementia, and burden, or on the sprightly older people who defy their age. So a kind of cool detachment. People who are displaying this, and again, I say that I think it's depending upon how you feel that day, you can either display more or less of it. They're not defying their age, continuing the quote, but rather they're able to rise above it with emotional nonchalance. Yeah, it's a surprising thing to see, and thank God that they can have that experience. Another interesting article. This is another one of my favorite blogs called PsyBlog, PsyBlog. And that has another unique URL. It's www.spring.org.uk. And again, I'll have a link to this from my blog. This particular post is called How Aging Changes What Makes You Happy. You know, and so and another example of how when we think about, oh, when I get old, I'm going to be unhappy all the time because I'm going to be old. You know, being old must be terrible. Unfortunately, and it does have its share of challenges. But the thing that I see as well as this senior coolness is there's a relief that you don't, at your age, at this age, you don't have to deal with the things that you see and hear younger people dealing with. Life is often stressful, and if you're past your teen years, oh listener, you probably think back and say, well, thank God I'm not going through the teen years again, because you remember how hard that was. You know that it's unavoidable. It's just a tough time, but you're happy that that's over with. And same thing with, you know, when you get to this age, you hear us, they hear us, their children in the middle of life, and they've got grandchildren sort of in that big, that career building thing. And you know, all of that is part of what it is, but you're certainly happy that those things are past you. So a little quote from this article. With increasing age, people get more pleasure out of everyday experiences, while younger people define themselves more by extraordinary experiences. And that's so true. So when I think ahead to, or when I think about what my parents do at their age, they don't do a lot because they can't, And so you think, wow, they don't use the internet, even an iPad, as easy as it is to use, has challenges if you don't remember that it's there, you know, if you don't remember how to work it. And I've been surprised in showing my mother, an iPad, so one that she can play solitaire game. Even that has challenges, just because there's so little that can be kept in working memory. So what do they do? Watch TV, get meals from Meals on Wheels, go for a walk around the house or, in the backyard. The days of traveling are long past. So you project yourself into that period of time and you think, I don't want to get old. I don't want my life to be like that. I want to travel and I want to do amazing things. And I haven't gone around the world. So what this points out is that we might be surprised. I certainly hope I'm surprised at the pleasure that's taken. Maybe the same amount of pleasure, although, it's hard to measure amounts of pleasure. When you're older, seeing a beautiful day, listening to birds outside, the ordinary things, enjoying your hobbies, whatever they might be, whether it's planting things, planting gardens, listening to your grandchildren, playing with your grandchildren, that we will probably get more enjoyment out of that than we anticipate we will. And we know, one of the things we know from other research is that we're not so good at projecting how we're going to feel in the future. When we think about it, we're often wrong about how we're going to feel. A little bit more of a quote. Older people got more pleasure out of spending time with their family, from the look on someone's face or from a walk in the park. Young people actively look to define themselves and thus find it. Let me just repeat this quote because it's, I want to make sure I get the emphasis right. Quote, young people actively look to define themselves and they thus find it particularly rewarding to accumulate extraordinary experiences that mark their progression through life's milestones. Right. We younger people see these, maybe it's a year abroad, it's a time in another country or a trip, across the U.S. We see these as things that define our lives. But older people, continuing the quote, ordinarily mundane moments that make up everyday life tend to be overlooked when you're young and when the future seems boundless. However, the potential for these ordinary experiences to contribute to happiness increases as people come to realize their days are numbered. Interesting. We need to think more carefully about, or just to realize that there is more. And being older is not all about being unhappy. As many of you know, I'm a big science fiction fan. And so there was, those of you who are Star Trek fans, remember there was this episode, of course it was back in the 60s in the original series, in which all of the main characters in the series, Captain Kirk, all became old. And it was really depicted in such a negative way. It really reflected the way we thought about it at that time. And they were so grateful to be young again. I mean, and obviously being youthful is a nice thing. But it does have its disadvantages, right? I mean, being young often means being unsure and being worried and stressed out and listening to people you shouldn't listen to because you feel like your self-esteem, you don't feel like you ought to be listening to that person. You don't know who to listen to for advice or who should be your friends, right? There's all that kind of stuff. But anyway, the whole Star Trek thing, right? Old age was horrible and nobody wanted to get there. And now we're realizing that maybe, and I think there are some advantages to being older that we need to keep in mind. a couple other pieces of research that are interesting. I still think that in terms of dementia, from what I've read, exercise is going to be a lot more useful than is brain games, than our brain games. Although, what the heck? I don't think it can hurt. Keep the mind active, keep socially active. I mean, playing solitaire or bridge, particularly if other people are involved in that. That's great. You know, that's great. As much as you can make these years fulfilling, that's great. But I know adding in exercise is difficult. I mean, if you're 98, you know, what can Roy do other than to walk back and forth in the house? Pretty much. Well, that's better than just sitting all the time in terms of, brain health and, being active and being social. But a couple other things came up that look like they have some that's certainly worth looking into. Some vitamins, vitamin D. So a piece of research came out recently entitled Vitamin D Deficiency and Cognition Appear to Be Linked in Older Adults. Older adults spend a lot of time indoors, and of course vitamin D is something you often get when you're outside. So this is an interesting study, and I will link to this. Quick quote from the summary. A study that looks at vitamin D deficiency and cognition relationship in older adults adds to the existing literature. This study provides increasing evidence that suggests there is an association between low vitamin D levels and cognitive decline over time. Some good healthy vitamins sound like a good idea. Brain science there. Other things that I've seen would be green tea, believe it or not. That appears to be potentially. I don't want to go too far down this. Snake oil. You got to be careful of that sort of thing. But it's worth looking into. This also from SciBlock. Green tea improves working memory. So. Got a link to that. A lot of young people today don't drink tea that much. Older people do, and so maybe green tea has some positive effects. This is a study in the journal Psychopharmacology. Okay, so apparently green tea can have a positive effect on synaptic functioning. All right, so all that time you spend studying the neuron and the synapse, that's going to be worth it to you. And finally, vitamin E. And that seems to have a relationship with Alzheimer's and age-related memory problems. And again, another good study, well-designed study, 613 patients. And we don't have a lot of, right? We're still struggling with, particularly, of course, with Alzheimer's and dementia, what to do about it. But vitamin E may be something to look at. So if you are, like myself, dealing with an older parent or working with, you're in the field of psychology, gerontology, work with older folks, I think that these articles are worth looking at. All right. So again, if you want to take a look at these, it's www.thepsychfiles.com. Come take a look. And if you're there and you need to, a couple of things, if you are just interested in what's happening in psychology, then pick up Psych Explorer. That is my app that contains news, blog posts, videos that I choose myself, and audio that I choose that I think all of which represents what is happening now in the field of psychology. So that's Psych Explorer, and you'll find a link to that from thepsychfiles.com. And if you're studying for tests, there's Psych Hero for Android and iOS, and of course, Brain Mnemonics. All right, folks, well, I hope you found this interesting, and I will see you next time. Okay, take care.